In this bulletin, reports of rockets fired at an American airbase in Iraq, calls for Lunar New Year firecrackers to be banned out of respect for the bushfire crisis plaguing the country, and in sport, Australian Open officials outline contingencies to deal with smoke haze. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Iran says it has fired missiles at a US base in Iraq in retaliation for the death of a top Iranian military commander by a US airstrike on Friday. The body of Qassam Soleimani has been buried in his hometown of Kerman as part of Iran's three national days of mourning. The White House says it is aware of reports of an attack on the American Al-Asad airbase and that US President Donald Trump is monitoring the situation. It is unclear if there have been any casualties. The leader of the newly established National Bushfire Recovery Agency says mental health will be a critical part of recovery efforts. Former Australian Federal Police Chief Andrew Colvin is beginning to visit fire-affected communities to better assess their needs. He told the Seven Network the long-term nature of the recovery is his priority.
What we see, my sense and my fear is what we see now, the immediate trauma that people are suffering, that families and communities are going through, that will go on for years and years and years. And we won't know where this ends for a long time to come. So no, this is a scale that's unbelievable.
Prince Charles has offered a message of support to bushfire victims, saying he has been appalled by the extent of the bushfire damage. The Prince says his thoughts and prayers, along with those of Duchess of Cornwall, Camilla, are with those affected by the fires.
And we feel so deeply for the families of those who have been lost, who lost their lives in the course of carrying out their remarkable duties as only they can do. And we also think of all the Australian wildlife that is destroyed in these appalling infernos, let alone everything else. I know, we both know, just how incredibly special and resilient the Australian people are.
The UK Speaker of the House of Commons, Lindsay Hoyle, told British Parliament the magnitude of the disaster should shock us all and act as a wake-up call for the world. The Chinese community is being urged to refrain from using firecrackers during Lunar New Year celebrations amid the nation's ongoing bushfire crisis. The Chinese Precinct Chamber of Commerce in Australia is encouraging businesses to donate the money which would have been spent on firecrackers to firefighters battling the blazes. President Wayne Tseng says firecrackers are a key symbol and aspect of lunar celebrations, with the noise meant to scare away the devils from the year prior and symbolise a new start. But he says it is more important that the fire hazard is reduced and that the Chinese community stands in solidarity with fire-affected communities.
Firecrackers always brings in some degree of fire hazard. And I think that given what the country has gone through, I think it will be much more respectful from our Chinese community to refrain from using fireworks, because all it does is attract a higher fire risk, particularly now in the upcoming weeks where we anticipate on the East Coast much more dry weather.
Researchers have discovered how protein in common bacteria mimics proteins found in gluten that creates reactions for those who have celiac disease. About 1 in 70 Australians have the autoimmune type condition, which causes health problems in the gut, but exactly what triggers it has been unclear. Monash University's Dr. Hugh Reid has told SBS the study has uncovered more about the trigger for celiac disease.
What we've discovered is that short sequences of gluten, which is in cereal, which is found in cereals such as wheat, barley, and rye, which are the molecules which celiac disease patients react to, are found in bacterial proteins. So very similar, but not exactly the same. But because they are so similar, they can act as mimics. That is, the immune system finds it difficult to differentiate between the two.
In tennis, Australian Open officials say action will be confined to the three stadiums with retractable roofs and eight indoor courts if conditions become hazardous due to the bushfire crisis. Smoke from the fires has also resulted in hazardous conditions in Sydney, where the final rounds of the inaugural ATP Cup will take place this weekend, and Melbourne, where the Australian Open begins on January the 20th. World number 2 Novak Djokovic says while he hopes the crisis will be over soon, it is imperative there is a plan in place to protect players' health. And now a look at the weather for the rest of today. Perth, sunny 28. Adelaide, similar conditions 36. Melbourne, smoke haze 24. Hobart, becoming cloudy 23. Canberra, smoke haze 33. Wollongong, cloudy 24. Sydney, much the same 26. Newcastle, partly cloudy 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny 31. Cairns, a shower or two 31. And Darwin, partly cloudy 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.